Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting, Monday the 27th of February 2017. Apologies for absence I've received from Councillor Hill. Any other apologies? I think we're all here. Thank you. Now move on to the public speaking section, because we have one member of the public that wishes to speak this evening. As normal, I'll take the representation ahead of a discussion on the application. And the application we're referring to tonight is 17/03/80/25 with a Compart Drive, which is in the Brixington ward. Are members happy I take this as the first item this evening? Agreed. Thank you. As normal, the members of the public wishing to make the representation, and we have got one member of the public that has made themselves known to us, and the representation may be up to 3 minutes. We are already aware that the speaker is speaking against the planning application, and therefore I will ask if Amanda May would like to address the planning committee, please. Thank you. This is planning application 17/03/80/25 with a Compart Drive. Construction of rear extension to include extended ground and first floor and installation of roof lights, erection of decking and balustrade. This is an alternative scheme to 16/02/07/full, which the planning committee have seen before. And this is in the Brixington ward, so I'll ask Councillor Nicholas.
As you said just now, this is a completely new planning application, so it's cost this gentleman extra. It's not an amendment to the one that we saw previously. And it looks as if he's at the present trying to turn this into a house rather than a large bungalow, because now he wants extended ground and first floor and installation of roof lights, and then still the erection of the decking and the balustrade. Was the last one passed? I know we didn't, but... I'm just wondering, if the last one was passed by East Devon, whether he is going to pick, and this one is passed, whether he's going to pick and choose which one he's going to use.
I don't think we've had confirmation, have we?
No. I'm not too sure of the previous application.
Right, so I'm not sure whether he withdrew the plans, the original plans, and then decided to start all over again. But I can't really see in a house in the middle of all the bungalows in there. It would be overbearing on the property. And it would also be out of keeping with his immediate vicinity. So
you're proposing refusal on the basis of it being out of keeping with the street scene?
Yeah.
Councillor Chapman?
Yes. We objected last time because he's also got a side extension and the conservatory, which we presume is taking advantage of that. So he's making a very large footprint on that plot and doing the decking as well. It's a huge footprint, and we do not believe in the area where there are all bungalows that he should be allowed to extend to the first floor and lift the roof higher, because it would dominate the area and be completely out of keeping with all the other bungalows. So we would like to go for a refusal.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak? Okay, so we've got proposed for refusal by Councillor Nicholas and seconded by Councillor Chapman. Refused on the basis of the increased footprint would mean the property was out of keeping with the area, which is mainly bungalows. So it's planning application 17/0380 full 25 with a compart drive. All those in favour? Refusal? Any against? In that case, that's refused. Thank you. Now back to the agenda. Item 2, minutes of the meeting held on the 13th of February 2017 have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Are there any members that wish to declare any interest, either pecuniary or personal, in any of the applications this evening? Councillor Brenda Taylor. Thank you. Thank you. No other, thank you. I have no items of urgent business, so move on to consider the planning applications, firstly in Brixington. First application is 17/0249 full, 3 Hayley Close. Construction of porch to front elevation. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Nicholas?
I had a conversation with planning today, and because I wanted them to explain to me whether he'd already constructed it, and that's why originally back there was another application back in 2016 for a certificate of lawfulness. And I wanted them to explain to me what happened, or why would it require one. And apparently it's a way of, if you're unsure or if you want to sell the house on eventually and that, you can apply for anything you've done under the permitted development to say that it's all been done properly.
Mm-hmm.
And this certificate of lawfulness was refused, because the original porch would have extended 3 metres, and it was too high in comparison to the rest of the place. So he was advised that he needed to make a proper planning application. So what they're doing now is they're actually applying for a planning application, and the rear infill of the store extension, which is internal, it's between the garage and the house, so there was no, and actually a garage conversion into a bedroom. I did make sure that this wasn't already done and it was retrospective, and he said not as far as they were aware. So, fine. And looking at the plans, I really can't see that there is much. Providing East Devon say that it's okay now and he doesn't exceed the limitations and he's getting the full, I think it will be all right. And obviously he will have to check. They put in on it, on one of the drawings, where the drains are, so that the porch, when it is extended, it doesn't come within 3 metres of a sewer drain.
So you're proposing approval?
I'm proposing approval.
Yeah. And second.
And second. So Councillor Nash.
Did I hear you say this was already done under permitted development?
No. They applied, or they were advised to apply for a certificate of lawfulness. And
I.
Done
it,
well.
May well have been the previous owner.
It would have been under the previous.
And they.
And they refused a certificate of lawfulness because it was 3 metres larger than they were willing to confirm.
No. And somebody had advised them to get a certificate of lawfulness, and they were refused. That was last year.
So propose.
So now they've put a proper planning application in.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? questions? No, thank you. Next application is 17/03/65 full, 47 Maple Drive, construction of single storey side and rear extension. We have one comment from Statutory Council T, which I'll ask Ron, would you like to just read?
Yeah, South West Water have commented that they wish the applicant to advise them if they are unable to comply with their requirements for asset protection and surface water services, and Highways didn't wish to comment.
And there's no other representations.
Have we had the report from South West Water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a long report, but basically it's saying, with reference to application, the applicant agent is advised to contact South West Water if they are unable to comply with our requirements. Asset protection, South West Water will need to know about any building work over or within 3 metres of a public sewer or lateral drain. We will discuss with you whether your proposals will be affected by the presence of our apparatus and the best way of dealing with any issues, as you will need permission from South West Water to proceed. They've given the applicant a plan as well of where all their apparatus are. They've also commented about surface water services. The statutory water and sewage undertaker supports the planning policy. To accompany its planning application, applicant must demonstrate how its proposed development will have separate foul and surface water drainage systems and not be detrimental to existing infrastructure. The applicant must demonstrate that its protective surface runoff will discharge as high up the hierarchy of drainage options as is reasonably practical. And they've given a number of conditions as well. It's
okay.
Quite a long report, and then this is the plan that they've...
Yeah, I think it's in a dodgy place.
Yeah,
it's in a difficult place where there's lots of drains, I don't think that we can say yes, we're happy with it, unless they comply. So I don't know what South West Water have recommended that they do. So I would suggest that we say that the town council, or we don't wish to comment on this. Because we're not structural engineers or, privy to where the drains and everything are at this point. So
well, I think you probably need your
environment and the planning officers and South West Water to sort out.
Well, I think you'd have to say, but I think as a planning application, we'd have to approve or refuse, but we can actually make it subject to South West Water, because what they're saying is, if they're unable to comply, then they'd have to go back to South West Water. So
yeah.
I think we'd either got to either approve subject to them complying with the conditions of South West Water.
Yeah, and the environment.
And the environment, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So rather
okay.
than say we can't make a decision, because we're actually
that.
Looking at the actual plan, but we just have to make it subject
to. I think
there's
too many pipes and sewers and everything at that area myself, but that's up to...
But other than that, you're happy. Yeah, but other than that, you're happy with the actual extension if it complies with the conditions that are required.
Yeah. I think it's a very expensive extension if you go for it. That's his problem, yeah.
Councillor Nicholls, you second?
Yeah, I'll
second. So it's proposed and seconded for approval, subject to the conditions required by South West Water being complied with. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. We've already dealt with the Compart Drive. So the next application is 17/0318 outline, 7 Redwood Close, construction of dwelling, outline application with all matters reserved. And we have a similar comment from South West Water, which Ron's will read. It's slightly different.
Yeah, I mean, it is very, very similar to the previous application we just discussed. They're advising the applicant to contact them, South West Water, if they're unable to comply with specified requirements for asset protection. And they also give some planning conditions for foul sewage and surface water services. They've listed it all here.
Which is similar conditions.
Yeah, very similar.
Councillor Nicholas?
Well, we've sort of studied it on and he put in a previous application, which we said it's ridiculous what he was trying to do there. But he's now moved his that's the original, I think.
No, that's the new one.
That's the proposed one.
Oh, yes, parking place. There's a parking place in the front, marked
out.
There's another one. There is another one that shows what he's done instead of that. The house is still in the same place, but he's put a pathway.
No, that's the old one. The one you have before is the new one.
And then there's
the
three parking
ways.
Yeah.
No, that's the old one. The other one was the new one. That is the new one.
That's the new one, and he's changed the third parking place up, where the black line is underneath it. That third one is going to belong to him to give number 7, because there's a back pedestrian way.
Mm.
And that third one is going to belong to number 7, so he's got two parking places with number 7.
Mm.
And the new house will have the other two parking places. So he's sort of rejigged it and
that's
made a better go
one.
Of it. That's the old one.
That's the new one.
And those other two garages there belong to somebody else.
Further along.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you making a proposal?
Yes, we're quite happy with that. I think what South West Water are worried about is the water flow off the common and Goodmore's Farm and coming down, and of course it goes through this area of Brixington underground, and I think they've been drafted where the water goes down to Withy Brook, because that's been causing problems.
Mm.
So again, if they follow South West Water's recommendations and the environment and the flooding agency, I don't have any objection.
Okay. Second. So, proposed for approval subject to the conditions and requirements by South West Water and any environment agency conditions. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is in Holsden. Application 17, oblique 0336 full, 6 Sylvan Close. Construction of two-storey side extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and we have no representations. Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, I've got plans for this. I'm fairly familiar with the area anyway. They're basically putting a side extension on an existing semi-detached house, and it's pretty bog standard in terms of what is being done there. It's also not overlooking anybody. I can't see that it's out of keeping with the area. The only possible problem is that it goes right up to their fence, or appears to, but that there's long gardens, the other some longish gardens, the other side of the fence, and I'm quite happy to propose
approval. Thank you. Councillor Cahill?
Well, I'm assuming nobody's commented.
No. Thank you. So proposed and seconded from approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Now move on to Little and Ward. First application is 17, oblique 0247 full, Foxholes Car Park, Queen's Drive. Siting of two containers to provide storage and welfare unit for a further temporary period for Exmouth Beach Rescue Club. We have a couple of comments which I'd ask Rons to just summarise for you.
East Devon Property Services have commented to say, as landowner, they are supportive of the application. However, lease would need to be secured to enable the occupation of the site. Highways do not wish to comment, and Councillor Mark Williamson has commented that he has no objection to the temporary permission for no more than 2 years, and he also urges the applicant to discuss with the regeneration team about working towards a more permanent, aesthetically pleasing facility.
Councillor Nash.
I echo what Manny just said there. That comment from Mark Williamson is quite correct, that they should consult for the future with Grenadier, because it's in the area of the sports centre, the whole purpose of what the sports centre is for storage and accommodation of goods, services and goods. However, what we're being asked to is to give permission for this is an extension, it's already there. I'm not quite sure whether it's for 2 years or 3 years. I couldn't find properly anywhere where it said, somewhere it said 2 years, somewhere it said the last one was 3 years, and then it said it was 4 years. I see no reason why it shouldn't be for a minimum of 2 years, possibly three, thinking that not much is going to happen.
But normally 2 years, but
it's
normally 2 years. But
there's that longer, the last one's longer than 2 years. And I don't know whether or not they had a licence from EDDC or whether it was just given permission as in full. But I certainly propose that we continue the position that they've got for 2 years then.
Thank you. Councillor Tesserum?
I would support that application, certainly, yes.
Thank you. Councillor Cahill?
Yeah, my question was, don't be given permission for 2 years. Surely it would be better thing to sort of just give them up for 1 year permission, rather than sort of year
They'd have to come back for planning application every year in that case. You can't give them a rolling... Well, no, they have to come back to planning application every 2 years at the moment. I think at one stage, I mean, Councillor Taylor is more involved than me, but I know at one time they were hoping to have some form of permanent storage when they first asked for the containers for the 2 years. So I think that was the intention, but at the moment... Because we are still in the process of regeneration, I think that's why they haven't got a permanent building. But
that's what we wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's 2013, I think.
Yeah.
The application number is 2013, Mac.
Mm.
Renewal of
approval. So that's 13. Why I wasn't sure whether it was 2 years or 3 years.
I mean, it's normally it's been. Oh, that's this. Does that say two still contain? Because it. I have to say, renewal of the approval 13. So that was done. Councillor Taylor.
Well, really, to say that they've been trying to negotiate with the with East Devon for years, and they have great difficulty in just even getting any response from, I think, Donna Best is the woman
that's
been down, so say no more. I mean, it's not their fault that it's not going any further. I think it's East Devon can't make up their minds what they want to do, so I think it's wrong to say that they're not negotiating.
Yeah. Who's got that? He's in his estates in East Devon District Council. She's a member of staff, an officer in East Devon District Council that is generally negotiating most of the various leases and contracts in Exmouth, and it's who we've been dealing with and would be dealing with Exmouth Town Hall, I would presume, as well as various other places in Exmouth. And sometimes it has been quite difficult to be able to solve some of the issues that we have.
So what we're saying is
she pisses everyone off.
We're saying she's less than helpful.
This proposal is to seek approval for 3 years.
Oh, see, it's 3 years, Bill. Yeah. Yeah.
So I propose, Chairman,
a renewal for 3 years, but obviously I think we could put in what Councillor William has said, that it would be helpful if they could negotiate to find a more permanent solution. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just saying perhaps it would help them if we did put that as part of the condition. So proposed and seconded for approval on that basis. All those in favour? Any against? No? Thank you. Next application is 16/2671, 62 Foxholes Hill. Rear ground floor extension and loft conversion. Amended plans for consultation is an amended dormer window designed to form two separate windows.
We have some information because the Town Council on the 12th of December 16 had no objections subject to South West Water's conditions. Councillor Williamson and Councillor Humphreys have no objection to the amended plan. South West Water do not wish to comment on the amended plan. We have two letters of support for the amended application. Councillor De Sera?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I've referred members to the design access statement, yeah. Flood risk statement, which was prepared around about the 8th of November, where it clearly specified that the footprint area of the building is not enlarged. The proposal will not have any detrimental effect on the character of the area or on the street scene, because obviously it's an area of AONV. Access, both the vehicle and pedestrian access to the property are unchanged by this proposal, and there are no changes to the off-street parking arrangements. Flooding, the property is not an area considered at risk of flooding, and the proposal will not cause any additional risk of flooding. And obviously, as we've heard tonight, two supporters and councillors have already proposed acceptance. So I would propose acceptance subject to the wishes of the committee, and of course, I'll refer to the council.
Thank you. Councillor Nash?
Yes, I second that, Councillor. It's purely
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17, big 0347 reserve matters, 41 Litlam Road, approval of reserve matters, access, layout, appearance, landscaping and scale for the construction of 8 dwellings pursuant to outline approval 15/2441 outline. Councillor Williamson supports the application subject to comments from Highways. Highways are comments that are followed within the next 21 days. Mm. I have no other representations.
Where is Highways going to comment?
Sorry, just one moment.
Yes, this is a reserve matter. I remember the outline plan which came up, and there was a lot of dispute from neighbours. I've spoken to those neighbours that were unhappy at the outline, but now they've got reserve matters. They can see their bungalows, not houses. It was considered before now by the bungalows and the houses. And they're now making all bungalows. They're somewhat smaller. And they're moving away from the boundary on number 39, if you see where number 39
Yeah,
is.
On the left.
Because there was a problem on there. But the owners of 39 are quite happy. But it is reserved matter, so if we approve it, but it's much needed. Smaller houses, starter homes, affordable, in the correct area. So I recommend.
Thank you, Councillor Serum.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Councillor Nicholas. You had a clarification point.
Is that Liddell's?
No, this is in Litlam Road.
No. But I mean, are they
yes,
involved in building houses?
No. No.
I just suddenly thought.
No.
No.
Did you want to speak, Councillor Cahill?
No, it's okay. I'll clarify.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 0253, full, 61 Douglas Avenue. Proposed rear first floor extension and bridge to the rear tiered garden. Councillor Williamson has no objection. I have no other representations. Councillor De Sera?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I've had a look at the plans, and I can see it's quite a minor sort of footbridge that's been changed. And I can see that it's in keeping with the avenue's design statement, which is obviously very important for considering these areas. So, unless there's any great objection, I would recommend it for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Nash?
Yes, approval.
So, it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Now move to Town Ward, application 17, oblique 0317 full, flat 1, 104 St Andrews Road, construction of single storey rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and I've had no other representations. Councillor Masden.
Still leaves parking two vehicles off the streets, and I
Thank you. Have I a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Next application is 16/2955 full, 40 Victoria Road. Conversion and extension to provide five flats. The amended plan is showing amended ridgeline, wheelie bin storage, privacy screens to the second floor balcony, and revised design and access statement. I'll ask Ron's just to summarise what the Town Council's view at the last time we looked at this on the 9th of January 17 and any other representations. Ron's?
We objected to the original application on the grounds that there was insufficient amenity space for refuge and recycle storage. The parking provision was inadequate for the size of the development, and other parking would be on the highway in an area that had reached saturation report point, and there was no flooding or sewage report. There are no representations in respect of the amended plan, but there was three objections to the original application.
Councillor Marsden?
Yes, thank you. This is quite a big development. The rear block of the house will become an extra story built on top, making it three stories. The off-street parking has been allowed for six bicycles now, and one motorbike, but only one car. So the roof line to the rear part will not be visible from the street level, even from the first floor windows opposite.
Thank you. Have I a seconder for approval? Oh, Councillor Nash?
I do agree with Councillor Nash saying that the parking problem, that's where the three letters of objection were there. There's only parking for one car, and there's going to be five flats, five, 10 cars. But unfortunately, a precedent has been set in Victoria Road for just further along another building like that, converted into five flats with one parking space. And it does, the developer does say in the documentation that, of course, there is car park parking close, which people can use, as other people do. The thing we rejected last time, I think, has been met, and it's what was said, that the provision now for storage and the privacy screens on the balconies to match the one further on the road. So I'm quite happy to settle that for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. The question I was going to ask was, has there been any precedent set of converting houses in Victoria Road to five flats?
Okay. Councillor Chapman.
Have we had a sewerage and flooding report on this one?
So we'll have to make it subject to.
It will have to be subject to.
Because it still hasn't been received, so. Yeah. So proposed and seconded for proposed and seconded for approval, subject to a flooding and sewage report. Okay. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. That's carried. Application 17/0339 full, 98 Rosebery Road, construction of detached outbuilding. Highways do not wish to comment, and we have no representations. Councillor Masding.
Yes, please. This is replacing a smaller structure with two lean-tos with a larger building on the same footprints. Existing, it will be, from the pictures, it will be a nice construction, mainly wood on a concrete plinth. Many of the neighbours have constructed similar.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next application, which we've also got a listed building consent application for. So the planning application is 17/0325 full. Then we've got 17/0326 listed building consent. It's 20 The Beacon, provision of annex accommodation. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Masding. So with the listed building consent, I propose subject to the listing building officer.
So I'm going to have to say on the LBC that they're going to use wooden window frames and doorways that have been constructed out of wood to match the existing improvement. But a lot is happening all the way along the building and at the back of these places here, down on the
So proposed and seconded for approval, subject to the listing building officer. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/0393 full, 13 Beacon Place. Construction of single storey side extension, removal of existing single storey rear extension, alterations to dormer. Highways do not wish to comment, and we have no representations. Councillor Masding. Councillor Nash.
There's no listed building application on this one. When we get this, do we usually put a condition on that listed building consent?
If it is a listed building, I don't know. In Beacon Place. This is Beacon Place, at so it's not the Beacon.
Because there's another tenant in flat 1 of 13 Beacon Place that's got a listed building.
There's 13 The Beacon we've got on here. This is Beacon Place, this particular one. So I don't know whether it is listed building. Some of them aren't in the Beacon Place, aren't listed, because they're just here. Yeah, we can check with the conservation officer. Check with the conservation officer whether it's... Is that okay? So proposed and seconded for approval subject to the conservation officer's comments. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/0376 full, 55 Egremont Road. Construction of single-storey rear and lean-to. Highways do not wish to comment, and we have no representations. Councillor Masding. Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. I've already dealt with the listed building. And so the next is 16/2012 listed building consent. Flat 3, 13 The Beacon. repointing of brickwork and capping of chimney. Councillor Masding?
From the photographs, it does appear that this is essential that repairs to the brickwork and chimneys. And I recommend approval.
Second that.
Looks a bit dodgy.
Probably it's at the back of those buildings, isn't it?
So the chimney doesn't look that safe to me.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? That's carried. And I just, presumably, we haven't had the listed building consent officers, so we better make it subject to. Thank you. That completes the town ward after a very busy town ward councillor tonight. Now move to Witherham Raleigh. Application 17, oblique 0353 full, 3 Caroline Close. Construction of single storey front, side and rear extension and installation of first floor cladding. Highways do not wish to comment. We'd have one representation who objects as the position of the property is elevated to 24 Holland Road and the size of the rear extension will block out a lot of the sunlight throughout the day.
Councillor Taylor.
Front, side and rear, and installation of first floor cladding. Right, that's the existing. That's proposed. Spot the difference. Yeah, no, we can see.
Garage into a bedroom.
There's a dining room gone then. The objector is saying that the
they're attaching the garage to the house, aren't they?
Yeah,
and moving it forward and filling it in.
I think what's I understand what Councillor Taylor's saying, it's confusing. It says number 5 written on it. Which is next door. Oh, there you are, there's number 5. Number 3 is the application,
yeah,
it's for number 3.
So, this is the other house next door.
Right.
So that's the joining wall, if you like, the party wall.
That's
that party wall.
So it's affecting the other side of the subspace.
Yeah.
That's the
line.
So that's what it is at the moment.
So number 3 hasn't got it.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
That's
on the right hand side of that picture.
That's next door.
That's number 3 on the right hand side.
And then this is all number 3, and that's the boundary party wall. Yeah.
And that's the existing, and then above it is the proposed.
And then next door is the substation.
That's what they're on the
fence. That side.
So the garage moves forward and goes into the
room.
So they're filling in this bit here.
No. No.
Probably get refused one.
It's all right.
I'm overlooking the substation, electricity board as well. Yeah. Okay. So it's you're proposing they approval.
They just want to wire into the substation.
Okay. Yeah. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Now move on to items for information, which is the appeal by Mrs. Bryce in respect of 16 Abeek 2291 full. Construction of side dormer, including roof lights and extension to roof, facilitate a loft conversion at 25 Exington Close. Which was the appeal was dismissed, which I think Colston councillors, I think, yes, it does.
Chairman, I have a small item over there. I'm following this, the news you just gave us. The historic ponds at Davy Court, I managed to, DMC put a condition on that they will be maintained throughout the perpetuity for the pleasure of the new residents and anyone else who was wondering when I was done. So
oh, well done, Brian.
All the marks have been taken out, they'll be back to their standards.
Thank you for that, because that was the one concern that planning raised when we were talking about the application.
It was one of the concerns. Concern was that we refused it.
Oh, absolutely.
The DMC passed it.
Exactly, but I mean, that was one of the concerns, was the amount that had been spent on the ponds and hadn't been done. And then the final item is the planning decisions that have been made, where we had 28 Holland Road, we had no objection and that was refused. And the one further down that isn't in bold, but X Bank and Danby House and Mudbank Lane, where we've objected and it's given conditional approval. There being no other matters on the agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.